Hi, this is Guyana Kulikian, and welcome. I want to welcome you to lunchtime meditation. I wanted to create the space to welcome people who feel stressed or disconnected, or in some ways to just want to experience a sense of spaciousness in the middle of their day, experience some relaxation, reconnection before they go back to their to-do lists. So, in our time together, during our time together, I'm going to be facilitating guided meditation. Then I'll read a passage from a book written by Pema Chodron, and we'll sit in silence for the rest of the meditation. And I'll be kind of prompting a few things along the way, but other than that, it's just a space for you to arrive and to relax into spaciousness of being. So I invite you to close your eyes and just allow yourself to arrive in this moment, in the here and now, letting go of where you've been, letting go of your to-do lists, and just notice the flow of breath in and out of your nostrils. And every time the breath is coming in, just mentally say to yourself, breathing in. Every time you exhale, just mentally say to yourself, breathing out. This is just a simple way of reconnecting your mind, your breath, and your body, synchronizing all three. Let's just do that for a few breaths. And follow your own rhythm, your own pace. Good. And now bring your awareness to your feet. And I invite you to connect with the ground underneath your feet. Feel the heaviness of your legs. Just allow yourself to sink into your pelvic floor, feeling the sitting bones touching the chair you're sitting in, or a couch, or maybe ground or floor, wherever you are, just allowing yourself to sink into your seat. Feeling your connection with the ground, with the earth, allowing the pull of gravity to hold you. And with every exhale, sinking deeper into your body. And now move your awareness to your mental landscape and notice, is your mind busy right now, active, trying to solve a problem? Just notice what is going on in your mind. Maybe your mind is open, curious, receptive. And if you notice your mind being very active right now, just see if you can bring in or invite some spaciousness. That can encompass your thoughts so that you don't feel absorbed by your thinking. This way you can create some separation between yourself and your thoughts. And if you notice tension anywhere in your body, just see if you can soften the edge. Allow your jaw to soften. Now I invite you to bring your awareness into your emotional landscape and notice how you feel right now. And if you feel disconnected from your feelings in this moment, just that's okay, just stay with that. Stay with that sense of disconnectedness. And if you do have an awareness of your feelings and you want to go a step deeper, notice if you can label how you're feeling. Do you feel scared, excited, angry, joyful? Maybe sad? Maybe ashamed, whatever it is, just allowing yourself to feel what you feel. Just remembering that meditation is not about trying to change yourself, fix yourself, improve yourself in any way. It's about cultivating what is called unconditional friendliness with yourself, including all parts of you, being with yourself and practicing looking at yourself through the eyes of love and compassion. Recognizing that who you are is enough. That what you're doing is enough, and who you're being is enough as well. Okay, next I invite you to bring your awareness to an aspect of you that is deeper, wider, higher, whatever you want to call it. It could be your inner wisdom, your soul, it could be the divine, God, whatever you choose to call this part of yourself. Just notice if you can feel a sense of connection with that part of you. And if you don't, just accept that. It's okay to be exactly where you are. Release the ego's desire to do this perfectly. Releasing any idea of how to do this right. Just allow yourself to feel. If you can connect with that deeper, higher self, notice if there's any information that wants to come in. Maybe an insight. Notice if you experience something in your body. And also, if you lost touch with your breath, just remind yourself to come back to your breath. Okay, and now I'm gonna read a paragraph from the book written by Pema Chodron. And she just writes about the practice of meditation. So, what she says is that in the beginning, people sometimes find meditation exciting. It's like a new project, and you think that if you do it, perhaps all the unwanted stuff will go away and you'll become open, non-judgmental, and unconditionally friendly. But after a while, the sense of project wears out. You just find time each day and you sit down with yourself. You come back to that breath over and over through boredom, edginess, fear, and well-being. This perseverance in repetition, when done with honesty, a light touch, humor, and kindness is its own reward. So I just invite you to take in those words of guidance and allow yourself to be lighthearted about the meditation practice and not always take it so seriously. So for the remainder of our class, we're going to sit in silence, and I will also interject if it's necessary. If there's something that needs to be spoken, I'll say that out loud. And I'll also have soft music playing in the background just to give you a sense of comfort and allow yourself to relax. Okay. And just a reminder, if you're going into your thinking, allow yourself to label that as thinking and focus on your breath. If it helps, you can put one of your hands on your belly and another on your heart, so you can just feel the movement of your breath in your own body. And just a gentle reminder to come back to your breath. And if you notice tension anywhere in your body, just see if you can soften and relax. And now I invite you to bring your meditation practice to completion. Allow yourself to just gently, slightly open your eyes and maybe look at your legs. And follow your own rhythm with this. When you feel ready, you can move your eyes up and reorient yourself. Connect with your senses. Maybe stretch your arms out. Move your legs, your feet. Make sure you're grounded. Yeah, and I just invite you to continue in practicing meditation on your own as well. There are plenty of resources available with guided meditations, different teachers that are out there. Just choose what works best for you. And I'll keep you posted about upcoming lunchtime meditations so that you are keeping meditation. Hopefully, at some point in your life, it will become a daily practice. The rewards are wonderful. So, wish you all the best for now. And may you continue with the rest of your day with grace and with kindness. Take care. Bye.